Also from the sports and entertainment world, this week Phoenix International Raceway announced details of $178 million in planned upgrades to the 52-year-old Avondale facility that hosts both NASCAR and IndyCar events.
The improvements are expected to be completed by the fall of next year. KJZZ's Phil Latzman went out to the track to find out why the Raceway's parent company is making this large investment and how it could raise the profile of the Valley's ever-expanding sports scene.
And we're here in the offices of the Phoenix International Raceway in Avondale with the president of the track here, Brian Sperber. And tell us a little bit about why these $178 million in redevelopment is needed to spruce up this track.
Well, Joe, I think there's a couple of reasons. One, you look across the landscape of entertainment and sports venues in this marketplace, and clearly I think there's some areas where the expectations of our customers weren't being met to the level that we'd like to be able to address and provide them with the kinds of conveniences and comforts that they want and expect. And so we've been asking fans to overlook a lot of things over the years. This facility was built in 1964, and there's still some original equipment here. And so we just felt that it was time that we go ahead and make that commitment to upgrade the venue. And fortunately, our parent company agreed and moving forward with that $178 million investment.
And to be clear, this is an investment that the parent company that owns the Speedway, International Speedway Corporation, is making in this region. It's not coming from a government entity. It's not coming from tax of any kind, bond. This is something that your parent company thought was important enough to invest in this region for.
Yeah, I think if you look at it from kind of wearing your state hat, this is a really a great day for Arizona, and that a Florida-based company is making a $178 million investment in the state of Arizona. And I should say special thanks to also to Governor Ducey, who was very helpful in the process. And as we made the pitch to the parent company to make that investment, Governor Ducey and his team were really excellent in helping us to articulate what the business community and business environment here would look like in the coming years, and that it's very business friendly. And I think that gave our board confidence to move forward on that investment.
Joey Logano, who won one of the races, won in the NASCAR race here last year, said it's going to be a little tight when you reconfigure this track. Logano says, quote, "It'll be insane, but that's a good thing. That's what we want to see. That's what the fans want to see." But then again, you're going to have maybe chances for more accidents out there. Does that concern you at all?
No, it doesn't concern me at all. I think I'm pretty excited. And Dale Earnhardt Jr. was testing here yesterday, and we had a chance to talk with him. And he described the new start-finish line area that we're going to have positioned in our famous dog leg turn as chaos on the restarts and coming to the checkered flag. And I think that's going to add to the excitement. It's going to add to the drama. And from a driver's standpoint, all the drivers that we've talked to have said that, really puts the race in the driver's hands. They're going to have to make some decisions as the race is winding down to what kind of moves they're going to make. And the track now will afford them to make very bold, very aggressive moves. And so I think it's just going to be awesome for the fans. And we're building new grandstands in that area of the track. We're going to have the start-finish line right there at the dog leg. And I think what has already one of the most exciting turns in racing, might be the most exciting turn in racing when it's all said and done. And we can't wait to get it started.
And that is Phoenix International Raceway President Brian Sperber. And we are here now at the raceway with longtime racing writer Jeff Gluck, wrote for many years for USA Today, now writes on jeffgluck.com about NASCAR and IndyCars and this huge investment that the parent company here at PIR has made in this track. First of all, just coming off of what was said there by Brian about when I asked him about Joey Logano and the dog leg and making this a much more dangerous but exciting track for racing fans.
Yeah, moving the start-finish line, I think this might be something that other tracks start to pick up on now, because it's really never been done in a way that I've seen it here. And I think it's going to be chaotic. It's going to create total madness in some ways. And that's going to be very interesting. I mean, it's not good for the drivers necessarily, because it's going to cause some headaches for them, maybe literally. But for the fans watching it who want to see a little bit more action, I think that's definitely going to be a plus.
Well, I don't think it's any secret that that's been part of NASCAR and IndyCar racing. But you can flash back, you know, 15 years or so, and remember the death of Dale Earnhardt the day of the Daytona 500, and how that was sort of a, I think, a transformative moment for the sport. So while they don't want to see anybody get hurt or die, there is that possibility when you make a track more dangerous.
That's true. The thing, though, at Phoenix, at least, is it's a smaller track. It's a shorter track. So there is less risk. I don't want to jinx anything and say, you know, somebody's not going to get killed here. But it is safer than some of these big super speedways like a Daytona or Talladega. And so maybe that allows the track to do something like this, where they know if they do something where it's going to cause more crashes, they're maybe not putting somebody at risk for injury or death. It's just maybe going to tear up some sheet metal.
Jeff, this sounds like a win-win for this region when the parent company here spends $178 million to invest in this raceway. Why did they decide to do it, and is there any downside?
Well, look, this was really, really needed. This facility is below average by NASCAR standards and far below average for Phoenix standards. I mean, you look at the beautiful arenas and stadiums that you have around here, even so many of the spring training baseball stadiums, which are so nice. And then you drive out to Avondale, and it's like, wow, this looks a little bit old. This might need some shaping up. So I think now you're going to get that. Now you're going to have something that looks like a major league sports stadium.
Jeff Gluck is a longtime racing writer who wrote for a long time for USA Today. Now you can find his work at jeffgluck.com. Hey, thanks for talking with us about Phoenix International Raceway.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That's KJZZ's Phil Lassman.